Good morning. You're up early today. No, you don't have to be. No, it's okay. Oh, I'll get up. Just stay there. Yeah. I'll get up and hug you from behind like this. How's that? My hands are cold? No, they aren't. You're just hot. I meant temperature-wise, you narcissist. Okay, fine. You're hot physically, too. I like hugging you like this. My head resting against your back and having the opportunity to kiss your bare skin like this. Like that. You know, occasionally draw pictures on your back. Do you knock against something recently? You have a little bruise right here. You thought you were going to lean against a wall but hit the edge of a table instead. Ow. I'm sorry. You have to admit it's funny though. Here, I'll kiss it better, okay? Yeah, instant heal, how about that? Can't believe you're not against the table. It's okay. There, baby. How are you up so early? Usually you go back to sleep if you woke up before your alarm, right? You couldn't go back to sleep? Yeah, I get you. It's like one of those days where you just wake up an hour early and you kind of want to start the day early. And just like not do anything. Or maybe do things an hour earlier. Who knows? What have you been doing while I was asleep? Staring at me? like Edward Cullen? Yeah, like the way he says it. I like watching you sleep. God, you're creepy. I'm joking. No, but seriously. What were you doing? Thinking? About what? You're such a sap. Well, I was dreaming about you. Guess we'll both be sappy together, right? You did say you were stuck on a project. Did your dick while a professor reject your proposals again? Oh my god, that's so annoying. Oh man, that sucks. Oh baby, you spent the whole of yesterday working on it? It's okay, you did well. You worked hard, okay? And I'm proud of you for working hard. you know, sometimes teachers are just confusing. It's like, they ask for one thing, and you give them that thing. And then they're like, no, we want this other thing. So you kind of switch it and put in that thing. And you're just like, now we want both of those things. And then you accommodate to that and put in both. And then now you're just like, why do you do this? We don't want either. It's so annoying. But lucky for us, we don't have anything scheduled for today, right? Not putting any classes on Friday was probably like the best choice I've made in a long time. So we can just stay here, me hugging you from behind, you know, and your hands playing with mine, and we can just stay here for as long as we like. Yeah, I miss you too. I guess we didn't really see much of each other yesterday, huh? I fell asleep even before you came back. Yeah. I promise not to sleep with her here in the future, Dad. I'm joking. Just don't go. I was so tired yesterday that I didn't really care. What did I do yesterday? I went for class. And then I ran around town picking up a couple of decorations for next week's party. And then I had about 2 hours before the project meeting. So I was looking for somewhere to rest. You know, before I went. Oh! I found a new cafe yesterday. Yeah, it's really hidden, tucked away in a corner, a block away from campus. Yeah, it does sound nice, isn't it? It's both a bookstore and a cafe, and it was really quiet. Yeah, a conducive environment. Yeah, so I kind of just finished my homework and studied while waiting for time to pass. I'm a nerd. Fuck off, man. I'm just being a diligent student. Oh, so their milk tea was really good. Yeah, but lactose intolerance can't stop me from drinking milk tea. I didn't ask for sugar, though, so, you know. Still kind of staying healthy. Yeah. It was a big achievement. Yeah. It's really cozy. I'll bring you there one day. Yeah. Breakfast? I'm kind of craving kimchi ramyun. Yeah, I know I can't take spice, which is why I'll only use half of the seasoning packet this time, okay? And I add cheese. And if I'm really feeling like I can add egg, you know? And I'll drink milk, so. Yep, lactose intolerance plus spice. Woo! No. There's no way I'm going to eat like the super spicy ones. Remember when we tried it and immediately gave up? Just took one bite. I took one bite and my mouth burned for like the next hour. I can't believe we ate like half of it. Yeah, and I remember you having like the fieriest shit ever. You were yelling, "My asshole burns," from the toilet the entire day. Thinking about it now, that was pretty funny. Comedy gold. Okay, I'll stop laughing at you. Yeah, I'm craving kimchi ramen. I know, it's not like cereal or like, I don't know, bacon and eggs. There's something about instant noodles that is kind of appealing, you know? And who said that, like, you know, non-breakfast foods couldn't be breakfast foods? Okay, wait. That does not make sense. Yeah. I know this is really weird, but the nape of your neck smells nice. Weird shit. Oh yeah. Oh, so do you have any plans today? No? Me neither. Do you wanna go anywhere? There's a carnival happening at the pier and we haven't gone yet. I think it's closing soon. Don't you think it'll be fun? I mean, we could always stay at home and, you know, complete our projects. I'm joking, I don't want to work either. There's a reason why I don't put in any classes either. We can go in the late afternoon. I don't want to detach myself from you just yet. Shut up, you love my cleanliness. Yeah. Like me slamming up to you, or like the like cheek pressing against your back, arms wrapped around your waist tightly. And kind of just swing from side to side. You're telling me you don't like it? I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't know. I guess because you're always the big spoon. And like, you're always the one hugging me. And so for me to be able to hug you this time makes it even more special. Was that your stomach growling? Okay, I'll stop laughing. Maybe you should get some food. No, who said I was gonna let go? Here. I've now wrapped my legs around your waist. And so you can move around with me clinging onto your back. I'll be just like a backpack, but a backpack that occasionally kisses the back of your neck and your shoulders. Are you actually going to carry me around like that? No, it's fine. I was joking. I'm going to let go now. It's okay. No. Huh? Wait, what are you doing? What do you mean, carry me now? Oh my god. Yes, I am flustered. Happy now? Okay, the last time I was carried by yourself was when I was 6 and I was pretending to be asleep in the car so my parents would carry me home. Oh, you're such a sap. Yeah. I can see you properly now too. You're really warm. Yeah. So, are you just gonna stay in here and carry me for the next hour, or are we gonna go to the kitchen? Yeah. I know. I'm annoying. But you love me. I love you too.